You're with Raph Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
And we've been speaking a lot this week about the nature of those protests. Now, Andy Medic's daughter says she was chased down the street. She says she was attacked by a man for being political. This happened on Smith Street in Fitzroy. She called for help. And apparently, she says, the man threw a spray can at her head and she started bleeding. Andy Medic, the Animal Justice Party MP, has actually called in. Andy Medic, thank you for ringing. Why did you call in? What did you want to say?
Good afternoon, Raph. I just wanted to set the record straight on some of the things that are now being said out there.
Sure.
And they are that that my daughter somehow instigated this altercation. That is patently untrue. The police statement that is out there does not contain all the facts for whatever reason. But I can tell you that as a trans person, my daughter would not necessarily, and I'm not sure that this is the case, but might not necessarily have given police all the information, because trans people don't trust police generally. And let's face it, they have no reason to. They've been treated appallingly by police in the past and even recently, very high profile case, which is ongoing.
Sure.
Now, let's get back to what Keelan has claimed to have done. Now, I can tell you straight up, because my daughter is very, very honest with me and tells me everything. We've had an honest and open relationship all of our lives, has never lied to me at all. And let me tell you, this is what they've told me. That they had seen all of the hate speech, they'd seen all of the terrible things that have been directed at me and the rest of our family during the last couple of weeks. They needed to get out and go for a walk. Keelan is an artist and carries various things in their bag. Some of those things are chalk, some of them there's other things too, and one happens to be a can of spray paint. Keelan came across an anti-vax sign on a telephone pole or similar light pole.
Okay.
And decided that was so incensed by that that decided to spray paint over it to cover it up. An anti-vax sign, spray painted over it. This person, unknown to them, has approached them from behind aggressively and abusively and made statements along the lines of something to do with politics and aggressively. Okay? Keelan took that to mean that that was about me and their relationship. And this is because...
Sorry, can I just ask a couple question, of days,
Just hang on. Let me get this out, please, Raph. I need to get it out. Okay? That only a couple of days ago, a current picture of Keelan and myself were put together and circulated on Twitter in an absolutely disparaging way about her, which is why they put two and two together and quite possibly have come up with five when the politics was mentioned, and not just mentioned, but like, this is not a conversation that was going on here. This was yelling abuse. Keelan became scared and started to walk away down the street. This person followed, continuing to abuse her. Keelan started to run and the person chased her. Now, any single person who is being chased and fears for their lives, if they've got something in their hand, they're going to throw it back, which is exactly what Keelan did. Threw it back over their shoulder or whatever to try and stop the person from coming after them. The person has picked it up, gotten closer, and thrown it at force into the back
and
of their head.
That's where they've got the gash on their head.
Exactly, exactly. Okay. And can I just say, I cannot thank the people in that bar enough for taking them in, for locking the door and looking after them. They have my eternal gratitude for that.
And how is Keelan okay, by the way, before I ask you lots of questions? Is Keelan okay?
No. Physically, yeah. But emotionally, no. Absolutely distraught and struggling. And has suffered with mental health problems in the past.
Okay.
And I don't mind saying, has made attempts. And we're very, very worried that this might push her into this same space.
So can I separate out some of the personal and the political, Anti-Medic? I appreciate how upsetting it must be for you. You've got a lot going on, including the issues in Keelan's life. But I don't know if there's enough information there for you to know. Does Keelan feel they were identified as your child by that person?
Oh, that's the question that I have not asked, but I think that that is the way that they feel.
Was your name mentioned? Do you know?
No, I don't believe so. But the abuse was specifically, and I can't repeat all the words, Raph, because there's a lot of terrible words.
Police investigation, sure. And I guess I'm trying to separate out some issues, Andy Medic.
Sure.
And if there are issues around discrimination, sure, that's one set of issues. Not that they are unimportant; they are important. But then there is you and threats against politicians and the protesters, and whether or not that feeds into something that happened on the street. So I just want to ask that question again: is there any indication from Kaylin that they were identified as your child?
There is an indication that's the way that they feel.
What does that mean?
That's the way that they feel.
What does that mean?
They were worried that that was the case. In the words that they said to me when we were at the hospital, she was worried that she had been identified because of that. Now, whether that's actually happened or not, that's something that can only be determined if they catch the perpetrator and ask them.
And do you know if that person... So these are allegations at the moment from Kaylin.
Of course.
Do you know if that person's been identified?
No, I have no idea, and quite frankly, I shouldn't. Right, that's much
fair.
Is up
yes,
to the police.
Fair. Sure,
and let's face it, unless there's something that is clearly identifiable of this person, like other CCT footage, which might give a clear indication.
You're not going to get any indication, okay?
And I don't think there will.
You mentioned at the start that Kaylin maybe didn't say everything to the police. Are you suggesting that there was some fear there, and not every detail is passed on, or are you saying something much more serious that the police were in some way shaping the story in the statement they put out? Is that latter thing? Is that your suggestion?
I'm not going to make that suggestion, no.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that trans people generally, and
might be
I don't think Kaylin is any different.
Understood.
In that respect.
Okay.
I'm not saying that the police that dealt with the matter on the night were not very caring.
I understand. That can be a factor in the conversation. Totally.
Absolutely
understood.
It could.
Has any of this... it's been pretty stressful, obviously. Are you changing your mind about your role in politics or anything like that?
Absolutely not, because the one thing that I've gotten from Kaylin and from the rest of my family is that they are absolutely determined and supportive that I should keep doing what I'm doing because it's the right thing to do. And they support me 100% in that.
I appreciate you calling in. I hope Kaylin is okay. I completely appreciate there's a difference between the physical and the psychological impact. If I can ask a political question, though,
sure.
In the middle of all of this, do you think the government's going to get a fourth or fifth crossbencher to agree with what most of what they want? Does it look that way to you? Can you tell?
I don't know. I'm glad that they have brought other crossbenchers in to talk to them. You can argue that this should have been the case from the start, but they chose not to. I'm not going to second guess the government's motivation on that. I was just glad to be brought in to put the things that I wanted to put.
Sure.
And I'm glad that they were taken up, and I believe, as many people do, that this is good legislation, that it brings us into line with other states and it actually does better, and that we need something for not just this pandemic but something going forward. And let's all hope, Raph, that we don't have another pandemic. No one wants
course,
to see any of these situations happen again. But the way that this has been politicised, not just politicised, but the way that this has been weaponised, and I'm sure you're aware of the comments that I made at the doors, asking Matthew Guy, like demanding Matthew Guy admonish his members, and also like I take note of you know the Prime Minister of this country, the number one leader that we have, has said and claims that they're unequivocal that they condemn the riots, they condemn bad behaviour, they condemn threats and violence.
Well, the PM was very quick this afternoon
to
respond to what happened to Kaylin, very quick on Twitter to respond and send his concerns.
Okay. Good, but there's, in those public statements about those sorts of things, there's always a but in his statements. And I don't know if that's what on Twitter, I haven't looked, I've just ignored social media for the afternoon.
Sure.
But if his statements are unequivocal in that Twitter post, then great, I accept those and I'm very grateful. I'm just very mindful of the statements that he's made
sure.
out in other media where he condemns violence and condemns all this hate speech. There's always a but, you know, and I don't think you can do both. You can't walk both sides of the fence. You either condemn this behaviour or you don't. Okay. That's all it is.
Well, look, we might resume that conversation at a later time. The question I have to ask before I let you go, Andy Medic, is Kaelin getting everything they need? I assume you've got the resources that you need to deal with everything?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good.
I'm very grateful for that too.
Appreciate your time. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, mate.
Andy Medic's the Animal Justice Party MP. Andy Medic's child, Kaelin. There are details in that police statement about